This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. You are free to call in and talk live with us by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And we started off talking about Mad Dog Mattis, the supposed voice of reason within the Trump administration, resigning because he doesn't like that Trump apparently has decided that he wants to get the U.S. military mostly out of Syria. And then that led into a discussion about the war in Syria that somehow led to a discussion about something called modern monetary theory that is just strange. And Jackie, you described it as a sort of a disconnect between taxation and government spending.
Yeah, so usually when we look at macroeconomic policies, we traditionally think of fiscal policy and monetary policy as two different tools. And this group of economic scholars who call it modern monetary theory, so just again, this is capital letters. I'm not saying this is the modern understanding of mainstream economists as far as monetary theory goes, because right. It's not. It's pretty fringe. It's fringe but growing, and it messes with my head. And they're basically arguing that fiscal policy and monetary policy for a government that controls its own currency, like the U.S. federal government that has a fiat currency, that they're the same. And so basically, the government just spends money on whatever it wants, and it doesn't have to worry about tax revenues covering these expenditures, because they argue that the purpose of taxes is not to pay for government spending, but to pull money out of the economy when inflation starts up.
When it overheats. That's Keynesian.
So basically, I mean, you think about it, there's the actual real resource capacity of the economy as far as the factors of production go, land, labor, capital, entrepreneurship. And if there's too much money chasing those things, then prices start to rise.
Wrong. I love saying just things like that. Yeah. In this, I'm saying you're stark raving mad. No differently.
Oh, I'm not arguing in favor of this. Okay. I'm just saying that I see where they're coming from, and they're kind of right in that is how the U.S. federal government acts.
If you want to
that's
call
how
it,
they're acting.
If you want to call
not
it,
it's not a good idea. No, it's not how they're supposed to act, but it kind of shows how they do act. And they're arguing their arguments, which I do not agree with, because I don't think the government should run. I mean, because it requires a great, great deal of centralized control and planning and a very large government to run an economy like this. And I'm more of a fan of spontaneous order and nobody trying to run the economy.
Correct.
But if you're in favor, and if you think that, you know, these benign economic technocrat overlords can, you know, run things to the benefit of everybody, which I disagree with. I'm just arguing their position here, though. Then their argument is basically it should run like this, which it already sort of is. So let's just explicitly do it this way. And they're kind of right. Like, if you look at the fact, like, for decades now, I've been hearing, oh, my God, the federal government debt, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's going to be a catastrophe. The government's insolvent. And yet, the catastrophe hasn't happened yet.
Right.
If their theory of just spending, and it doesn't matter if revenues, tax revenues and spending match, like, they're kind of accurately describing what's going on.
I remember when the national debt hit this astronomical number, $4 trillion. So yeah. It's like, oh, it can't last much longer than this.
Right.
This was back in the 90s.
Right.
When it hit $4 trillion, and now we're looking at, what, 21? 20. I think we just crossed 21. We're about to cross 21.
Right. What have we spent in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan?
Oh, we actually covered that a couple of weeks ago where somebody did all the number crunching, and it was trillions.
Right. And we have $20 trillion that the Defense Department can't accurately account for.
That was as of 2 years ago.
Right, but there was a new study coming out that said something similar. What
that new article cited the report from 2016.
Okay. But what I'm saying is you cannot have decades of wars with our modern costs, and we'll accept the fact that technology is advanced and it's more expensive, without militant Keynesianism, and that's what has fueled this. That's what has caused us to be able to fight all these wars and for all these people to die. There is a direct correlation.
I just want to just kind of step back to sort of a higher level thing, because sometimes people misunderstand me and think I'm arguing in favor of something that I'm not. So I just want to clarify the difference between positive economics and normative economics. So positive economics is just describing the way things work, that as you can see them working. Normative economics is the one that's based on, like, your values and what you actually think things should be.
Right. So, and I would question the use of the way it works.
Yeah. So, but
I don't think it works.
Well, I mean, the way it functions. Yeah.
The way it, I would argue with function.
Yes. Okay.
Like, I don't think it does.
Describing the actual mechanistic processes in the economy. If you were to liken it to like describing, you know, physical processes, like how a machine operates or fails to operate when the gears don't work, or how a tornado forms. Like, a tornado is a bad thing. You don't want it to happen, but you can still sit down and discuss the physics and the atmospheric science behind the functioning of the tornado and where it came from and what it does.
And then there's bound to be a libertarian somewhere that says, oh, so you're in support of tornadoes.
Yeah, yeah. So, because I for a while back, there was some silliness in the LP recently in which...
LP being Libertarian,
the Libertarian Party.
Party,
yes. For yeah, no, well, I mean, there always is. But there was some silliness... when was it? Earlier this year, I think, or maybe it was last year. I can't remember. It was after the convention with the Libertarian Socialist Caucus.
Yes.
And people freaked out. They thought, I know, I remember I called my dad up about this, who actually is a socialist. And as soon as he heard the Libertarian Socialist Caucus, he just started laughing.
I don't blame him.
So the candidate for chair from this caucus wound up getting 12 votes.
No, 13, I think.
Are there 13 people?
13 votes, yeah.
13 people in
that caucus. Yeah, don't take away, like, you know, 8% of his vote, Daryl.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was trying to explain their rationale to the rest of the party, and now there's apparently this whole wing of the party that thinks I'm a socialist. And it's like, no, I love capitalism. Capitalism is one of the greatest institutions humans have ever invented. And if you look at, you know, our best estimates of, you know, standard of living as represented by GDP per capita with, you know, dollars that have been normalized to a set year, you know, it kind of like dinks along, even with all the technological improvements over time. It kind of just sort of dinks along, rising a little bit, rising a little bit, rising a little bit. And then when we start inventing capitalism in like 15th, 16th, 17th centuries, when all those institutions come together, you see takeoff.
Yeah.
And the more developed the institution of capitalism and its associated supporting institutions, you know, are created, like, the better development gets. And we've had some mixed success introducing it to the rest of the world. The economist Fernando de Soto argues that it's because the rest of the world doesn't have the same institutions of property rights that we've developed very, very well, and specifically in the West, and even more so in the United States.
Yes, he does.
And so he's been working on that in other countries, like getting secure land titles and whatnot. And then once they get that right, they start taking off as well. And that's capitalism. Like, I love capitalism. It has done more for humans than anything else, but I understand where the socialists are coming from. So I just want to say I can understand this theory. It doesn't mean I agree it's how it should work.
If you understand Keynesianism, then all I can say is you have the capacity of understanding the understandable. So after your post, because It infuriated me.
The one where I argued that Keynes was trying to save capitalism.
It was something to the effect that he was one of the most influential economists of the 20th century.
Yes.
And we have to recognize that. I say that is the same as recognizing that Hitler did a great job with addressing the Jewish problem.
Well,
no, you still have to teach that he existed and what he did.
He was the man of the year.
I won't glorify either one of them.
For being the most newsworthy doesn't mean he was good.
Just he made a lot of news. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And apparently modern monetary theory is the name of a type of monetary theory that just... I understand all the words that are being said to describe it, but it doesn't make any logical sense.
No,
it doesn't.
Okay, now come on, you guys.
I think that we're in agreement.
You're perfectly capable of suspending your disbelief and figuring out how something works within its own world rules. Like, I mean, Daryl, I'm sure you have opinions about, you know, how the magic of the dragons works in Game of Thrones versus the magic of the White Walkers. And even though neither of these things are real and it's all made up and it's kind of silly, you can have a discussion about how the system works. Or all of us watch The Good Place.
Yes.
That's another act of fiction, but we can talk about how the rules operate within The Good Place, the extent of Janet's powers, the whole point system. Like,
So
you don't have to agree with a theory to be able to discuss it, because as Chris was saying...
I'm happy to discuss it all day
long.
Yeah,
Chris was saying to me off the air...
silliness.
No, he was trying to say to me off the air, like, if you can understand Keynesianism and Keynesian theory, then you understand the incomprehensible. And it's like, you don't have to agree with something to understand it. You can just think of it as
right, that's
like a fictional magic system for a Dungeons and Dragons game.
That's what Keynesian is to me. It is fiction. It is this idea that a market cannot operate efficiently without government, and that is the core of Keynesianism. That you have to have the spending, because Keynesianism is all about spending. It is making sure that money is flowing through, and
isn't
that's
that what
how
George Bush you talked about, you know,
yeah,
18 almost over 17 years, starting the 18th year of the global war on terror.
Yes.
And there have been tax cuts. How does that happen? Well, George right. Bush said, go shopping. That will help the economy.
Because
that
George
will fight terrorism.
Right. So another myth, at least in U.S. history, is that Reagan was the one who brought in this idea of sound fiscal policy. And
what?
That, no. Yeah, no. I mean, conservatives will talk about this all day long. It's so completely false. He was very much into Friedman. So you have the Chicago School of Economics.
But that's
sort of
monetary. That's more monetary policy than fiscal policy. And also, it was Volcker who had more to do with bringing inflation under control than
right.
Reagan.
No. When I look at Chicago School, what I see is Keynesian light. They still want to control the economy through the Federal Reserve. They want to control the flow of money, whether it's in interest rates or whether it's in supply. It's very the idea of supply-side economics is not a free market idea. In a free market, buyers and sellers come together, and more money will be directed at the supply side if there's more demand. But when government tries to manipulate these things, which is all Keynes wanted to do, was to control it. Before Keynes, economics was referred to as, quote, the dismal science. It was just uninteresting. So Keynes comes in, and he writes, you know, his grand opus, The General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money. And he's suddenly a rock star. The problem is there have been no results since Keynes's opus that have demonstrated this actually works for anyone except for governments and banks.
Well,
they are the ones that benefit.
There's plenty of evidence that Keynesianism works in a short-run situation.
Oh, I'll give you 5-10 minutes.
No, it works longer than a short situation.
Before
but you,
it blows
you're,
up,
you're yeah, you're kicking, you're kicking,
too.
Yeah, you're kicking the can down the road. Now, I will agree with you that you can have markets without government, but I will say you cannot have capitalism, which is more than just markets, without government. Because to have capitalism, you have to be able to build and develop and maintain control over capital. You know, the means of production, and that requires having property rights over more land, factories, equipment than you personally can control at any one time. So you need somebody to enforce that, and if you just don't want, like, warlords with their private armies fighting over whose factory it is, then you have a system of government enforcing property rights.
Well, and the original definition of capitalism is a regulated economy. Right. So, like, the original definition implies there's going to be some kind of regulation. Capitalism does not now, nor has it ever meant free market.
Right. Which is why I'm the only guy here who hasn't said capitalism.
Let's go to... I set it to define what it is. I'm an advocate for free markets. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico, who is not an advocate for free markets.
For capitalism.
Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Sarah?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah,
are you with
go
me?
Ahead. Yeah, yes. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it was announced that the biggest killer worldwide, again, has been auto-related fatalities.
Is it really?
So,
you know, I gotta Google that, sir. I gotta fact check you.
Yeah, every time I see the top cause of death, heart disease is number one.
She probably means the top cause of accidental, you know, non-natural death.
What do you mean?
This is worldwide, by the way. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Answer number two.
The Google
chronic lower respiratory disease. Number three, accidents. Number four. So you're in the top five if you're including all forms of accident.
She probably means premature death.
Yeah, what do you mean? Because by no accounting is this what you're saying true.
But this was done by some organization. And this is, I guess, the worldwide.
Mothers Against Cars?
Worldwide, not the
yeah, you're talking about the World Health Organization. They're the ones that would track these statistics. And they say it's heart disease, stroke, pulmonary disease, respiratory infection, Alzheimer's, lung cancers, diabetes, road injury is number, let's see.
Eight? I'm saying it is number eight?
Yeah, road injury is number eight. So it's the number one cause of non-disease death. But it's not the number one cause of death. And so I'm guessing you probably misheard something and are calling us up to Google
That's
it for you.
That's generally what happens is Sarah mishears something and then calls in to tell us this thing. It's like telephone.
I know.
Yeah.
We get to tell.
But, you know, she calls us because she doesn't have internet at home. And so this is a public service that we provide is we are Sarah's human Google.
Google should, and Sarah, thank you for the call, Google should wind up creating some type of Alexa-type device for people that don't have the internet so they can call a number and then ask the question, and then Alexa tries to tell them the thing that
it's
they're looking
called
for.
Your local reference library desk.
I was just thinking, imagine all the jobs that could be created and the boon to the economy if we would just roll out free internet to every man, woman, and child in the United States.
No, but seriously, like, Sarah, we should look up for her for the next time she calls. We should get the number of the reference librarian in. Where is she?
She's in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, okay. Yeah, well, how can I forget that?
I don't know.
It's practically her name on
your
the show.
Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind, even if it's for us to Google something for you, although that's generally not good radio. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, there's some cannabis-related news. And no, it's not good. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is retiring at the end of February 2019. Retired General Barry McCaffrey says Mattis was a stabilizing force in the White House.
is a defense intellectual. He's someone who has literally become an icon of devotion to the armed forces. They trust him. They like him. They know he's one of them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. The drama continues regarding a partial government shutdown as President Trump says he will not sign the bill that the Senate passed.
I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community.
Lawmakers are scrambling regarding the president's comments, and time will tell if a bill does get passed. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. It's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And we'll jump into a cannabis story here in just a moment. But first, I want to ask you, when do you want to spot a burglar? Is it when he's outside the house or after he's already inside your house? I'm guessing you're probably thinking when he's outside. And, well, the Blink home security system can help you do that. The Blink security cameras are motion-activated. They have indoor and outdoor cameras that are wire-free. They set up in minutes, and they run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, which are coming up, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on your pets or even maybe some deliveries that are left on your front porch anywhere that you happen to be using the Blink smartphone app. And here's the best part. There's no contracts. There's no subscriptions. The Blink system is totally affordable, and it works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink cameras. The Blink system makes a great holiday gift, and it's a brilliant way to, again, monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. That's Blink Protect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/holiday. Blink, is an Amazon company.
So we've been teasing this, and you know how this show is. We love to talk about our weed. Not my weed, because I really don't smoke weed. But one of the big things, Daryl, with legalization, if you legalize marijuana,
cannabis,
reefer,
cannabis,
the evil lettuce or whatever they call it.
That was recalled that had romaine. The romaine had the E. coli, that's the devil's lettuce.
We're good with that.
They also recall asparagus as well?
Oh, everything.
Like every green vegetable, I think, wound up getting recalled.
Everything's been recalled at one point or another. But we know that if you legalize it, then kids are going to start smoking pot, right?
That's a claim.
It is a claim, but if I've heard this claim about every time they've legalized it, it must be true, right? Wrong. So we're just now starting to get some numbers out of Washington State because that was one where they legalized in, what, 2012, 2014, 2012?
2012, I think they did, same time as Colorado.
They did. Cannabis use by teenagers in Washington has dropped. Dropped? Hold on, this is just throwing off my whole worldview. Has dropped since the drug was legalized in 2012, according to a study published Wednesday by the Journal of American Medical Association.
All right, so hold on. This is the Journal of the American Medical Association. This isn't, you know, like normal.
Oh, it's
or
a bunch of pot-smoking doctors, right?
No. Putting this out.
No, this is probably a peer-reviewed paper, a study that was done by the American Medical Association, who tends to garner a little bit of respect.
Right.
Not all the time by me, but I would say as we look at health issues,
yeah, they are one of, if not the top medical journal?
Yeah. The study comprised 2 years of data from 2014 and 2016 and showed decreases in marijuana usage by teens in middle and high school. Use among eighth graders dropped from 9.8 to 7.3% over that period, and amongst 10th graders, use fell from 19.8 to 17.8. That's 2% drop. Used by seniors remained flat at just over 1 in 4 students, 26.7%, during that period, according to the study. Legal age to consume marijuana in Washington is 21.
Now, I'm curious, and I have not pulled this study up, so I don't know if they talk about this. Do they look at the teen usage rate of alcohol? Because the lie that we were told about Colorado and Washington State is that cannabis would be regulated like alcohol, but yet there's all these regulations that apply specifically to cannabis that don't apply to alcohol.
Yeah, I don't
but
know if it
the
was
one
comparative.
Similarity is that you, under state law, have to be 21 to legally purchase, possess, or use.
Yeah, so for me to get into the pediatric section, I had sort of at least a registration wall. But we'll see if we can pull this up and we can maybe we'll talk about it at a later date. There was concern when the drug was legalized that use amongst youngsters would skyrocket. So researchers are finding the numbers encouraging, said Julia Dilley, one of the story's authors and a senior research scientist epidemiologist at the Oregon Health Authority and Multnomah County Health Department. She cautioned, however, that the data is limited and there is much to learn about the impacts of legalization on adolescents. That's let me translate that for you. That means we didn't get the results we expected,
right,
but we're going to keep looking at it until we do get the results that we expected.
Yeah.
Quote, rather than try and draw conclusions immediately, we need to keep looking at youth and different types of use in communities, she said. It's just far too soon to say what the impact of legalization is on youth, unquote. Well, you could look at other states and actually nation states that have gone through this. Portugal has basically decriminalized marijuana usage and that of all drugs since, what, Daryl,
2001. And what they wound up doing, now, Portugal, unlike Colorado, Washington, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and several other states, does not allow legal retail sales of right. recreational drugs.
It's all still black market.
So it's still black market, but they have removed criminal penalties for a personal use amount,
right.
which in Portugal is a 10-day supply.
Yeah.
If you had a 10-day supply of any illicit substance in the United States, you would be charged with intent to distribute.
Yep. So, again, when Portugal tries this experiment in 2001, what do we hear? Oh, my God. The youth of Portugal are screwed. They are just the drug usage is going to go through the ceiling. And now we have, you know, studies that seem to be suggesting that when these experiments take place in America, we're seeing the same sorts of things.
Right.
The study, which was published Wednesday in JAMA Pediatrics, was a joint effort from researchers at the RAND Corporation and other organizations, including the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board. The study used data collected by the Washington Healthy Youth Survey, an anonymous survey given every 2 years to 8th, 10th, and 12th graders. Mary Sagawa, public health education liaison to the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board, and one of the study's authors, stressed that additional studies and data are needed to get a clear picture of how legal cannabis is impacting youth. She said public health officials were holding their breath while Washington voters approved legalization, but one of the positives has been the open dialogue about marijuana use with adolescents.
So I haven't been able to find something specific to Washington State, but you asked what was happening with alcohol use. And so nationally, teen alcohol use is also down.
Right. I was just curious specifically in this study
yeah.
where, you know, they're talking about cannabis. Did they also look at, because a lot of these things, they will ask, you know, have you done this drug? Have you done this? Have you done that?
Right.
Yeah,
there's probably also, you know, have you had intercourse?
Right.
Yeah, so all the information is at AskHYS, as in HealthyYouthSurvey.net. And there you can click what fact sheets you want for which year and find anything you want. And this is, again, just Washington State.
Nice. Must be great spending that government money on these programs.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. What are your thoughts on this? Is it surprising to you that, you know, teen use is down?
Dog, itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Jackie.
And you can also call us on the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Or if you feel like watching us, and I know that some people do, you can head over to twitch.lrn.fm, and you can find the Twitch cams over there. And sometimes there's some eye candy on the Twitch cams.
Oh, that's
Twitch.
So sweet.
LRN.FM. And there's ways that you can, what's the terms that they use on Twitch? Subscribe is something different on Twitch than it is on YouTube.
Right.
Where subscribe means that you're actually giving us money.
Yeah.
During a month. And it's something that you have to manually renew every month. And really, I think, hopefully, the only people that are doing that are people that have an Amazon Prime account, because then it doesn't add anything extra to what they're paying. Amazon gives you one free Twitch subscription per month.
And somehow I missed this month. I thought I had a reminder set to up my subscription, but I went in there and it was like, ooh, I get to do it. So
yeah, so I think the other thing is follow, and then you get notifications when we go live. Yeah. And then subscribe is where we wind up getting a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And I think they can also tip if they want to give extra money.
Yes.
And if somebody wants to tip on a night when I'm on, I'll bounce up and down in my chair.
Huh. So this is interesting. So, I mean, can we turn this into just a straight Thursday night profit-making venture?
We're kind of trying to do that.
Okay.
We got a big tip one night when I was on, and then I didn't know what happened because Ian suddenly handed me cash.
Yeah, Ian happened to have been in studio that night. He's out watching movies tonight. John Cena, apparently, is Bumblebee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if John Cena is actually the Bumblebee, but he's in Bumblebee, and I'm just assuming that he's the main character.
I have no idea what Bumblebee is.
It's a new Transformer movie.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
you know, if you're dealing with Transformers, which, can I just remind people, it was just a stupid toy when we were growing up.
It was a stupid toy that had a 30-minute long per week commercial
right.
in the guise of cartoons.
Yeah, and that was
Transformers,
sort of it, but it just,
more than meets the eye.
And that was about it. You got sick of the commercial, and Jesus. And,
yeah.
and now it's it's millions and millions of dollars. So
I like action movies with car crashes and explosions, and it's even cooler when the cars that are like chasing each other in the high speed chases are also robots from space.
Right.
Like, that's awesome. I love this stuff. I'm basically a 13-year-old boy trapped in a 40-year-old woman's body.
Whatever works. I see the appeal. Go ahead.
You know, somehow this all ties back into cannabis.
It does, because these are the only times you would ever have these conversations.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like we're on cannabis right now, but we're not, because
right?
Daryl doesn't let us. He's very strict.
Yeah, there's a whole list of drugs we can't do while we're on the show.
Yes. Caffeine is acceptable unless you're Mark.
Oh, caffeine is required in my case.
Yes. So we have been talking about this study that was released by JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, specifically the pediatric area, where they found that in Washington State, since legalization of cannabis, teen use has actually declined.
Now, I mean, I've actually bought cannabis at a few of the stores in Washington State because my whole family's out there and I go back there about every other year or so. And they're really, I mean, I think what it is they're really strict about IDing people. Like, I'm 40 now. I think when I last bought legal cannabis there, I was 38 and I got carded. You know, they carded my mother's in her 60s. She got carded.
I went to Massachusetts on Green Tuesday. I'm a 40-year-old man. I got carded.
Hey, yeah. This has nothing to do with how the shop owners feel. This is just survival. If they get caught selling underage,
Yeah. So I'm fairly certain that there's a requirement that they ID everyone.
Oh, I don't doubt that. But what I'm saying is they are responding not to their own feelings of I want to make sure. They are, but they're being forced by gun by the state.
Right, whereby with...
To ID everyone, no matter how ridiculous.
Right,
I get carded buying alcohol.
Really? With cigarettes and alcohol, in most places, it's, you know, some kind of discretion of if you think they look under 40.
And that may even just be company policy and not the law is just don't sell to anybody under 18 or under 21 or under 21 for both in Keene now.
Right.
But you're
facing entrapment if you sell to anyone that's even questionable, which is just silly.
Yeah. But I think a lot of company policies are card anybody who looks under 40.
Right.
And then they just err. And then employees don't want to get in trouble. So they just err on the side of carding everybody doesn't have gray hair.
I've noticed that younger I don't want to say teenagers, but, you know, like the people that are college age and lower, or the people that are probably close to retirement age, are the two groups that wind up asking me for ID. If it's somebody in between, I don't get asked for ID.
Yeah, if they're middle-aged, they know what a fellow middle-aged person looks like. But the old people, like the youngsters, all look the same, and the young people just don't have experience judging age very well.
I'm 40, and everybody that's, you know, like college age or lower, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're 12.
Yeah, I honestly, everybody between the age of like 12 and 25 looks the same to me now.
The exception is the 50-plus-year-old sort of maybe grand milfy type who just wants to hit on you. Then she will card older gentlemen.
I've not had that experience, Chris.
Oh, you will. Trust me. You will. Can I see your ID? Oh, Jesus.
Sugar.
There we go. Really?
So is there more to this story from the Seattle Times?
No, it is. The rest of it is basically backpedaling against results that they did not expect. The result they did not expect was that teen use of marijuana, of cannabis, did not increase. It actually went down. Everyone expected it to go up because for a lot of people, that's their worldview. And the rest of the article is just people saying it's too early to tell. even though it's been 4 years since this study ended.
Right.
Began.
It does also say at the very end, a similar study was done in Colorado that legalized at the same time, and there was a slight drop.
Yeah. So I don't understand why this wasn't obvious to everybody that this was going to happen, because incentives matter. When you were selling marijuana illegally, it's not like the penalties were that much worse if you sold to a 17-year-old versus to a 19-year-old. You're still getting popped for, like, felony intent to distribute.
Right. The question, it's not that. The question is there more desire? To me, the question is there more desire to do something that you're not allowed to do? That was the appeal of alcohol and tobacco and drugs when I was growing up. It was being a teenager and doing the taboo, doing what society said you couldn't do, or the law said you couldn't do, or most importantly, your parents said you couldn't do.
Right. Yeah, but that's the demand side, but on the supply side, incentives matter. If people are now primarily, I mean, there's still like weed guys and illegal drug sales in Washington, even despite that, but, you know, if you could just go and buy your weed legally without having to take the risk, and if people who want to be in the industry could just go and sell it industries to the stores, they don't want to lose their license by selling to someone underage. They don't want the business to get shut down by selling to someone underage. Incentives matter. So there's now a very strong incentive for them to card people. And if most of the industry is going through these legal channels now, you know, again, in the past, if you're just going to your weed guy, he was going to go to prison whether you were 17 or 18.
This is just another example of modern economics perverting a marketplace without these threats. Do you think kids would be sold heroin on the streets if it wasn't against the law? You know,
against the law, and people are selling kids heroin on the streets.
I'm just saying, if it were just a free, like if you can go to CVS drugs and buy your heroin, do you think if there were no penalties, do you think a pharmacist is going to give it to an 8-year-old?
Probably not, and I would have to question where are that 8-year-old's parents.
Right.
Well,
right.
Also, and the thing is even if there wasn't a law with a minimum age to buy heroin from CVS, the pharmacist probably, well, one, there's probably going to be a corporate policy. They have to worry about their corporate image. And two, the pharmacist will probably still belong to some sort of industry association or voluntary licensing scheme that they would have to adhere to a certain standard of professional ethics.
So how many 8-year-olds?
Government in that situation?
How many 8-year-olds bought heroin from the Sears catalog 105 years ago, when you could actually have that delivered to your house?
Right.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Call in about whatever is on your mind.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.